This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. 682 says, bro, if you don't drink beer, you can't say if you see me, beer me. No one's buying NA beer. Well, I would disagree with that.
I think you earned the stripes, bro, to drink beer. He don't know your history.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Also seen you get plenty of NA beers.
And thank you.
Brought to you.
Yeah, yes. And I've been around some people with that athletic beer can deal.
That's a good one.
I don't really even know the contents
really
of it.
Good
but
too.
The Athletic Brewing IPA.
Yeah.
I forget what they call it, but it is good, and it's available at most grocery stores. But it is actually the golden era. Like, NA beer used to be horrible, and you're right, not a lot of people did, but right around the time I quit, like, it blew up. And now you go to, like, Specs, it's got a whole, like, massive section. It's become kind of a thing, I think, you know. I think we have the younger kids to thank for it. You know, they're not quite as obsessed with getting hammered as we were. You guys don't know what they're missing. But yeah.
What was the man versus beer challenge? What was that? How much did you drink?
Okay, that was 100. That was 100 ounces, so, you know, I don't know, only like 8.5 beers in 30 minutes.
You did it pretty fast.
It was a giant tower of beer.
And did you get it? Nice. A whole slow hoax? Whole slow hoax?
I don't know where I got that. My buddy Brett from the Down Under Pub in Frisco, he was the owner operator up there. And I made such a big deal out of it one night. He just gave it to me because, you know, he knew the promotional people like that. But yeah, I said, let's see how fast I can drink it. And I'm sure people could do that thing in like 5 minutes or whatever. But I did it in 28 minutes. And I was pretty hammered that night. Had a good time.
And still drank more later.
More later, bro. Oh, yeah. We went out. I think, did we go to Fort Worth? Yes. Didn't we end up at we ended up at a spot. It was, it was a big night. But anyway.
That sounds pretty incredible. I honestly wish I could have witnessed that. Just been around that environment. What a celebration.
Did you have confetti
raining down on you afterwards?
Yes.
That's worthy.
And I was yelling, I kicked your ass, beer. I kicked your ass.
Who do you think you are? I am.
It was hilarious. But yeah, NFL Draft Big Board Report. I just wanted to point that out for the 682. There's history to that if you see me, bear me. You know, when I first got here, I was just a beer-drinking son of a gun. And we were going out to almost all the Rangers games in 2010. They were good, but they weren't so good that they were selling out because they hadn't had that playoff success yet in 2008, 2009. I mean, they'd shown signs. So as the official station of the Rangers, there were literally tickets laying around every night that you could just grab and go to the Rangers game. So we were doing that a lot, and we wanted the Tolos to know, hey, let's hang out tonight. Let's go drink some beers together. Mm-hmm. So that's where If You See Me, Bear Me was originated. Okay, the Cowboys send a 5 and a 7 to the Bills for a draft bust named Kair Elam and a 6. Okay, so they are getting a little something back. So it's not the end of the world. But I do think it kind of sucks that he's going to count $2.5 million against the cap. Hopefully that's not guaranteed. But that's relevant as we jump into this NFL Draft Big Board Report. CBS Sports has their post-free agency mock draft. They're giving you Jahdae Barron, the pick, cornerback, UT. The lack of speed is there. And I want to hear your guys' thoughts on this because I looked it up. Like, how slow can you be and still be a great corner? They gave me Josh Norman with a 4.66, Rondae Barber 4.68. Then you got your Richard Sherman at a 4.6, and Joe Hayden was 4.57. That's like four guys.
This dude's actually, I mean, he was like a 4.4 guy at the combine, 4-4-1, wasn't he?
I think.
But like the size factor,
he's size guy?
Yeah, he's
the
size
length.
Guy.
And it's really the length because he's like 5'11, basically 200 pounds.
Right.
I think it's mostly the arm length.
29, on the arms.
Who was the guy you were worried about his speed?
Will
Johnson?
Johnson.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll likely never run. They have drafted a corner here that they never got a time on before. That's Diggs. They never got a 40-yard dash time on Diggs coming out of Alabama.
But they waited till the second round.
Second round pick at the 16th.
But he was in play at 17. Like, if Lamb hadn't have been there, there's some say Diggs was going to be the pick there.
Yeah, Barron doesn't fit their threshold for the length and the size that way. So it's probably that they won't draft
him. We love Barron, but yeah. I just for... You know, Tolo's just, I don't believe he's going to play for the Cowboys.
They would probably like Will Johnson from Michigan at 6'2".
Well, that's who NBC Sports goes with, Will Johnson.
Yeah.
Big guy, ball skills, but is not going to run.
I'll tell you what.
I don't think, he Michigan's pro day was coming up. He suffered a hamstring injury, didn't run at the combine. The question about him was really how fast is he? And then he says, I'll run on April 14th. He'll probably get to April 14th and he'll be like, well, I don't feel well enough to run. And then here you go. Then you'll never get a time on him. I would have a hard time drafting him, but the Cowboys have done this. They've done it before. So, don't be surprised if Will Johnson is the pick.
He's also got some safety flex. I've heard from some teams they view him like even maybe if it's late in the career, like what Charles Woodson did, where they move him over to safety. But
Will
if
Johnson?
With Will Johnson. If things don't work out, he could end up being like a Byron Jones. You know, they could end up shuffling him corner safety a little bit.
What does the trade do? Nothing, right? No. To your cornerback approach in the draft?
No. Still need corner.
Still need multiple corners, probably.
Mm-hmm.
USA Today's giving you Shamar Stewart, edge from the Aggies. If he's the best player there, you got to take him, right? You need edge long term?
Yeah, but that would be a tough one on me. I to be honest with you, even though the kid didn't run very well today at Georgia, there's some talk about Mykel Williams being a pick here for the Cowboys. I would take Williams over Stewart if it was me. I think
really?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. And
I'm not going to let...
Is the tape that much better?
That it's not. It's the thing about it is, to me, like he does not play like how he works out.
Shamar Stewart?
No. Yeah the tape. I didn't see that either.
And not that Mykel Williams is any great. I mean, what did Mykel Williams run? 4.87?
Yeah. One team had him as a 4.68.
That's a team like
that's
me.
That's a team that likes
him. Got
him
at 38. Got him at, 38.
But size. I mean, here's the thing with Williams. I think that he's very comparable. And I know it's the same team. I talked about this on the draft show yesterday.
Yeah.
With Trayvon Walker, who the Jags took number one overall.
Yeah.
Now, he's been a bust for being the first overall pick. But Mykel Williams is a really good run defender. Can do a lot of the things that you've lost with DeMarcus Lawrence. And I think you're just hoping with the talent and the skill set, he can develop the pass rush. To me, like Shamar Stewart is more of he's either going to completely stink or you could get a 15 sack guy. I mean, he's got that type of talent.
Tank hasn't gone anywhere yet, has he?
No.
Wouldn't be surprised maybe hear about him coming back.
I think that's why they got Turner, to be honest with you. I think Turner's going to be that. I'll talk about Turner at 340 today back at the scouting report, but I think a much better run defender than a pass rusher.
How you guys looking at defensive tackle now that you have Thomas and Osa back in the mix?
This draft's just too good not to take at least one defensive tackle.
I still need a one. Yeah, in a one technique. And, you know, Grant Williams from Ohio State, Harmon. You know what's starting to really bother me is that every name that they're talking about now at 12, I am just not a fan of. Whether it's Mykel Williams, whether it's Will Johnson, you know, I just am not a fan of where this thing is going right now.
What would you do with the players that will most likely be there?
You know what? Me personally, like I say, we mentioned they wouldn't take Barron because of the length. Barron would be the best fit if you were looking for a corner. But I mean, I would take Green from Marshall.
I'd take Mike Green over any of those
before
kids.
Mykel Williams. Yeah. I mean, a legitimate pass rusher. I would even. You know, I would think about, to me, Green makes a lot of sense. I don't know if they would do that, but, you know, because they're, to me, with Green, you're talking about a guy that can affect the game as a pass rusher. Mykel Williams, sure, good-looking guy, but he's a better run player than he is a pass rusher. And so are we drafting run defenders at 12 overall?
No, sir.
I mean, that's what I'm, and I don't like the fact that they're talking about Will Johnson, and I don't know a speed on him. This is starting to really kind of upset me in that way of the names that are being floated around here.
Well, you are seeing a lot of drafts where Genty is off the board already. That trend continues.
And that's because That's because every player now that we're looking at 12 is one of these guys like, well, he can do this.
Yeah, warts.
Yeah,
there's something that you're probably like, not. I like this, but I don't love this.
We did this on the draft show yesterday, and you start to talk about give me the healthiest player, give me the best character player, and give me the best player, skill wise.
That's Johnny Barron.
At
12, it should be, dude. Like, they're overstating the arm length thing.
Yeah, well, that's what they...
That's less of a wart than they're making it out to be.
Ginty's that way, though, too. Ginty, if you look at all three...
He checks all the boxes.
He checks all the boxes.
Oh, yeah, there's not a single...
See, that's what I'm saying. If that, and now people are talking about him going before 12, and that's because everybody else that we're talking about after he gets picked, there's issues with. There are big issues with Williams. There are big issues with Johnson. You know, it's kind of disheartening right now that it's turning into this.
They just had to try to win those games right up to week 18. Then all of a sudden it was perfectly fine to not try to win the game.
You got to hope that, and I don't know if they'd look at Simmons, the tackle.
Don't think they're taking an offensive lineman.
Yeah. And if you're going to take, there's like McMillan. I would even consider taking Burton over Michael Williams and Will Johnson.
See, I was going to ask about wide receiver. Why not?
Yeah,
Abuka
I would.
I'd
would take
Abuka.
Abuka with okay. If you told me that you can get and McMillan's gone, I would take fine. Give me Abuka. Give me Burton. Give me Golden at 12. I'll take all those guys over Michael Williams and Will Johnson right now.
There it is. The NFL Draft Big Board Report. As our countdown to the draft continues, Woolchuck's NFL News of the Day coming up next. Zach, what's in store?
We got 40 bets, and the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes is heating up. That is next in the Nation.